Paul, any update on Lowry or Truber? Any concern for those two that didn't skate today?
Oh, both play tomorrow. Adam's fine. Jake has a leave of absence. He had to go home. Well, he'll be back for the game tomorrow night.
Penalties, Paul. I mean, it's such a small sample size, obviously, only two games, but is it something that kind of has you on high alert early on?
Well, we're something we watch for. We got to delay a game puck over the glass, too, that aren't penalties, but four basically tripping penalties, right? So it's about checking with your feet, not your stick, and that's the... In our game, we're on the puck, so we got our stick on the puck. We got to be a little bit more aware with our sticks and get our feet moving a little better.
How would you describe the penalty kill that you guys using?
You know, just that wouldn't be, hey guys, our penalty kill. We like to run a slow one. We're slow. I mean, trying to get the routes right at the expense of getting them done quickly. A little too aware, so we end up standing an awful lot. Not nearly enough pressure on the puck right from the entry. So we're going to look to get a little faster on that, a little quicker.
Well, what goes into the thought process for moving Ehlers onto that line again?
Just trying to get something going from that the two lines there. Haven't had a lot of... action and spend a little time in their own end. So we need to get Nicky skating and driving and be a key piece to that line. Matty Perreault does that. Sometimes you switch, you can get Nicky going, and Matty can bring a little bit of that to the other line.
It seems quite often when you've been switching things up with the lines to try to get some things going that Nick's involved in that decision. Is there any particular reason why?
Well, I don't have any of those guys playing on Adam Lowry's line. I really, really like Mark Scheifele's line, so there's not a lot of sentiment to move them around with.
Hellebuck looked facing that many shots in two games.
Pretty darn good. He's got a 922. It's good. Like, he's a good goalie. We'd like him to see fewer shots. I think 5-on-5 are really right where we need to be with that. But we're in the box too much and gave up too many pucks shorthanded.
With Kulikov not playing, you mentioned that there was a decision that maybe the back needed just a little more. He needed a little more reps, I guess. Is that where you're still at?
Yep. Yeah, he's going to be fine. He's healthy enough to play, and he'll get his chance.
Do you expect to go with the same lineup tomorrow?
We'll check on a few decisions, but won't be much change.
You haven't seen LA. You don't see them a whole lot, but they are, you know, another one of those great Pacific Division clubs, and they throw in a Ilya Kovalchuk as well. I mean, there's another big name there. They got some firepower there.
They do, and they... you know, have had a real, real bad run of injuries for the last few years. We didn't see Carter for an awfully long time. He's an elite player, that line, an awful lot of speed, and they can be very, very strong. Kovalchuk, Kopitar together, that would be an elite tandem in the National Hockey League. And then they're going to grind. Their back end is solid. So you're right on with that, and I think that's true of the Western Conference. There's so many powerful teams, and the four right off the start for us, it's going to be a real good challenge and get our game right.
Christian gets his first taste of real games. What did you think of the two real games for 93?
I really liked his game in St. Louis. So for young players, you worry about them along the walls. There's so much less time. The sticks are so much better, and the players are far more physical. So we watched there first. I really liked what he did. He didn't get enough minutes to get a good feel on the side. I don't think our feet were great in the second game for anybody, so he was like the group in game two, but I liked his game one.